Okay, so Dave, we've got a number of people we've texted in. A kind of a theme which we've kind of run through some of the text is you talked a bit about devotion and devoting our lives to stuff. And this is one text, but this kind of covers a number of them. Surely giving your life to Jesus in order to set you free is simply another form of enslavement. You'd be living for Jesus and not yourself. So it's kind of a statement, but a question wrapped up in that.
Okay. So I guess underneath this idea of you know, if we're to give our lives to Jesus and to follow him, then we're just enslaving ourselves to something else. We're just kind of living a life that's devoted to something else that doesn't really differ from any other thing. Well, what we come here is kind of the concept of freedom and what really makes you free. See, I think sometimes it would be easy to think that freedom really would be a freedom from any kind of rules, any kind of regulations, any kind of constraints whatsoever. But that's not actually freedom, that's anarchy. It's not liberty, it's London rioting. If anyone can do or act in any way that's whatever they want with no kind of impulse or consequences that would depend on that. So you see, freedom is not about having an absence of constraints or an absence of being devoted to something in any way. Freedom is rather about being devoted to something, having the constraints that fit the nature of who we are and what we can do. And that's why we, as Christians, believe that Jesus offers real freedom, because he knows the very nature of who we are. He's God. And he knows exactly what we can do because he does it all for us. It's a free gift, not something that we have to kind of work our way towards. Christianity would be a kind of enslavement if it was all about us kind of behaving well enough to be accepted by God. But Christianity is all about us accepting Jesus Christ, who lived a life, died a death, and rose a resurrection that means we can have good standing before God based on what he's done, not on what we can do.
Okay, thanks. And I'm just going to kind of throw a curveball at you, kind of linked to that. I'm sure there are guys sitting here thinking something along these lines. So kind of say I or somebody here, you know, they might enjoy going out and having sex and going and getting wasted on a Wednesday night with a sports team. You know, they enjoy it. It's fun. Why would they stop doing that for the sake of what you know, this what you've been saying for the last 20 minutes?
Well, I think you would be mad. I think you would be mad to give up everything you enjoy solely on the basis that Christianity says that you should do. It would only really be worth giving up those things, whether it's going out and getting smashed or sleeping around, if there is really something greater offered in Christianity, if there is really something better offered in Jesus Christ. And a fundamental thing that we believe as Christians is that all these things in the world that we may enjoy are good things, but they're not things that deserve the place of God in our lives. And so if we were to make those things, whether it be sex or drugs or rock and roll, things that are God, things that define who we are, then eventually those things will let us down in the same way that money would let us down, in that we'd become enslaved to it. And so whether it's something that you enjoy is fine, but if it's something that you're utterly devoted to, it'll end up being barren. Now, it's only worth giving up those things if what Jesus offers is so much better. And we believe it is. We believe that what Jesus offers us in the forgiveness for all that we've done wrong and a hope for the future is so much better than any enjoyment we could get from going out and getting smashed or sleeping around.
Okay, thanks. And you mentioned, and Polly mentioned a bit about the cross and the idea of Jesus dying on the cross. Somebody texted in and said, didn't Jesus die on the cross so we could be free to make our own mistakes and then learn from them and learn to constrain ourselves? So I guess kind of what's the purpose of the cross?
Okay, so why did Jesus die on the cross? But also, if the cross has set us free, doesn't it mean that we can just do what we want? Well, so Jesus died on the cross so that every one of those mistakes, every one of the kind of imperfections in us, was dealt with properly, and so that we could be free from being kind of burdened and guilty like I was for everything that I've ever got wrong. Why doesn't that just free us to do whatever we want? Well, I guess it comes down to what Jesus said. Jesus didn't just say, I'm going to do it all. You should be quite grateful for that. Jesus kept saying to people, follow me, follow me, follow me. You see, Christianity would be just a simple idea. Okay, take the abstract idea of the cross of Jesus Christ and live however we want. If Christianity was all just about taking the message, but it's not simply about taking the message, it's about following the man of Jesus Christ, who told us to follow him. And so really, Christianity is all about Christ. And if we're following him, then that would be following the lifestyle that he taught us to live, that he showed us.
Okay, thanks. And then just to finish, and we'll open it up in a minute if people have got other questions. This one's a bit more general. Kind of someone's texted in about today. If the message of Jesus is compelling, why do you need to entice people here with donuts and free food? Could this money not be spent on helping others rather than making a bunch of well-fed middle-class kids feel warm and fuzzy? So it's a big question, and maybe one people are thinking, and one for you to answer.
Okay. Well, welcome all you middle-class kids who like to feel warm and fuzzy. Why would the CU put on an event like this to try and, was it compel people? Is that the word they used? To know about Jesus Christ. Well, I guess the reason we would compel, if you want to use that word, is because we find this news compelling. The message of Jesus Christ we find stunningly good, outrageously good news. And it's so good that we desperately want to tell some people. And that's why we love seeing you here. We love being able to tell you about it. And we think it's worth giving up a few of our quid, and that said, I haven't paid for it. All the CU have. So I guess the CU consider it worth giving up money to put on an event like this because we consider the good news of Jesus Christ to be worth it, and we also consider people's lives to be worth it. We think that the good news of Jesus Christ is so important that to not have it is to be in desperate need of the gospel, to desperately need Jesus. I know that I need Jesus, and we believe that everyone needs Jesus. And so doing stuff to put that on is worth it. Why not just kind of give the money to the poor or to those who really need it, not just fuzzy middle-class kids? Well, I guess that's kind of a broader argument about what do we do with any of our money. Why am I wearing a shirt that's got a logo on it rather than one that was made by Primark? But the message of Jesus Christ was to give freely. And so he gave freely in his presence to Zacchaeus. He went and ate with a man who had all the material wealth he could have ever wanted. But he also spent a great deal of his time with the poor and the lonely and the sick. And we believe in doing that too. And I think if you got to know some of the members of the CU, what lots of the churches do around here and what lots of the stuff the CU is all about, you'd find that actually we do really have a deep compassion. And a deep desire to help people who are in need as well as putting on events like this for middle-class kids.
Cool, and literally in the last minute or so, a couple of other people have just texted in about the topic that we've been speaking about more specifically, just kind of about sex really. So people asking, I'm in a sexual relationship, what's wrong with it? You know, it's consensual, it's protected. Why are you saying it's wrong?
Right, well, I think the first thing I would say regarding the topic of sex would actually be sorry. I think people who practice sex in a way that's different from the way Christians do have often been very badly treated by Christians. And I would sincerely say sorry if you've ever felt judged or oppressed because of that. But again, and what this would come down to would come down to the nature of who we are and what we can do. And we believe that what Jesus says and what Jesus does fits the very nature, better than any other worldview, of who we are and what we can do. And so I don't think you need judging if you're living a sexually active lifestyle outside of marriage that is any way different from someone who is maybe slightly selfish. or someone who told a lie. Like, the Bible calls this sin, the stuff we do wrong, and there's no measure of sins. There's no kind of gradient of what something is really good and something being really bad. But all of this does separate us from God. And that's why the good news of Jesus Christ, that does something about that separation, that brings us back to the God who we were created to be alongside. That's why we think it's such amazing news.
Great, cheers, Dave. And then this is the last of the Big Issue series, as you know. So the last 30 seconds, perhaps somebody's come along here for the last 3 weeks, they've heard a load of stuff, they're going to go away from here. What can they do now by way of, if they've got, I know you've kind of touched on it, but more questions in their minds, you know, what's the kind of next step?
I guess a few things. Like I said, do take away that book on the tables, the biography of Jesus' life that's told by Mark. It's one of the books of the New Testament. If you want to read more than that, there's a table over at the back there which has got some stuff about specific questions that you might have, and it's got a Bible if you want to read more than just that that book of Mark, if you want to have one of those. But there's also, do come along to the stuff that the CU puts on all the time. The CU is all the time putting on stuff that would hopefully answer some of the questions that you've got.